Now let's take a look at the Broncos pass rush. Here you're going to see four guys, one, two, three, four. These are their primary guys. In the empty formation, you got one, two, three, four, five guys to block four. Now I'm going to run this and I'm going to show you where it's very important to maintain your blocks if you're the Giants offensive line and give a clean pocket for Eli to step into. I'll play this and you'll see. I'll slow it down here, freeze it. You got guys covered here, guys covered here, guys covered here. Okay, now, quarterback must step into the lane here, into a pocket so he can throw it. But what happens, you get a breakdown. I'll let this continue to run. Quarterback pulls down the ball, and the pass rush comes around and makes a sack. So maintaining the blocks, but also the quarterback has to have a great pocket presence and get rid of the ball on timing. Now let's take a look at the Broncos passing game. A lot of misdirection, a lot of crossing routes. The key here is finding Wes Welker, number one. Number two is backside help on crossing routes. This guy here will need to be the guy who gets back in to effect the play. I'll run it here and you'll see. Keep an eye on this guy here. Now I'll stop it right here. His eyes should be back here, coming back to impact the play on Welker on this crossing route. But as it stands, he just drifts too far out. By the time he can react, it's a first down. So when you're playing zone on the backside of a man coverage, it's important. Release your guy, get your eyes back up the field.